啊，愿大家平安。
Peace be with you。
啊，今天早上我们来查考以马内利这个主题。
This morning, I'd like to study with you the word Emmanuel。
那到底以马内利是什么意思
？What does it mean？
我们看以赛亚书第七章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 7。
以赛亚书第七章的十四节。
Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14。
以赛亚书第七章的十四节。
Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14。
因此主自己要给你们一个兆头，必有童女怀孕生子，给他起名叫做以马内利，下面有小字，就是神与我们同在的意思。
The footnotes in some of the Bible says Emmanuel means God with us.
啊，以赛亚书是在公元前七百年前写的。
The book of Isaiah was written 700 years before the birth of Christ.
现在的犹太人不信耶稣。
However, the Jews today did not believe Jesus
is the
Savior. 但是他们
还是在读以赛亚书。
But they still believe in the prophecy of Isaiah.
那以赛亚书说会有一个童女怀孕生子。
Isaiah said, a virgin will be with child.
这个童女就是没有结婚的。
A virgin is a woman who is not married.
那没有结婚会怀孕生子，这是不可能的，用人的想法。
And how can a virgin have a child? It is not logical.
但是在人类的历史上确实是发生过的。
But it happened once in history.
在马太福音里面记载。
The book of Matthew tells us.
有一天天使向玛利亚显现。
One day, the angel appeared to the Virgin Mary.
你是蒙大恩的女子。
Said you are a blessed woman.
因为救主要从你的身上生出来。
Because you will give birth to the Savior.
那这个玛利亚就很怀疑，她说我没有结婚，怎么有这个回事呢
？And Mary doubted and replied, "How can that be so?"
啊，天使告诉她，出于神的话，句句都带有能力。
But the angel said to her, "The word of God has power."
神创造宇宙万物。
God created the heaven and the earth.
是从没有当中造成的。
He created everything from nothing.
神说有就有，神说成就成。
When God said that there be and there was.
现在有很多人在怀疑到底有没有童女怀孕生子这个问题。
People today wonder how if this really happened, like a virgin gave birth.
因为这个是科学没有办法去想象的一件事情。
Because it doesn't make sense scientifically.
但是我们要相信，如果有真的有一个神
，But if we believe there is a God，
他是创造万物的神
，A God who created everything，
他是从没有变成有的神
，Who created something from nothing，
那童女怀孕生子这就没有什么困难
，Then it is not difficult for him to make a virgin give birth。
所以这个预言经过七百年以后
，After Isaiah made this prophecy 700 years later，
圣经所记载，真的有一个人。是童女怀孕，而且生下一个。
The Bible tells us that it became true that a person was born from a virgin.
那这个人就是耶稣。
This man is Jesus.
我们现在看马太福音。
Let's read the Gospel according to Matthew.
马太福音的第一章。
Matthew chapter 1.
二十节。
Verse 20.
正马太第一章二十节。
Matthew chapter 1 verse 20。
正思念这事的时候，有主的使者向他梦中显现说：“大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因为她所怀孕是从圣灵来的。”二十一节。
21。
他要将，他要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫做耶稣，因为他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里面救出来。二十二节。这一切的事，成就了要应验，借着，主借着先知所说的话，二十三节，说必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利，以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。 啊，这个地方在讲啊，那个时候啊，玛利亚已经跟约瑟订婚。
By this time, Mary was engaged to Joseph.
啊，玛利亚从圣灵怀孕。
But she had conceived through the Holy Spirit.
那约瑟啊，看到玛利亚奇怪，怎么没有结婚？好像肚子一天一天大起来，就是怀孕的迹象。
And when Joseph discovered that his fiance was pregnant.
那这个约瑟就打算暗中就把玛利亚休掉，不要，因为你觉得她是不是一个好的女人。
He planned to divorce her quietly because he thought she was not faithful to him.
那正在思想这件事情呢，啊，天使向他显现。
But after he had considered this, an angel appeared to him.
他说：“你不要怕。”
And told him, "Do not be afraid."
你娶过你的妻子玛利亚来。
Take Mary home as your wife.
因为她所怀的是从圣灵来的。
Because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit.
是从神来的。
It's from God.
啊，不是男女结合所生的。
She did not conceive. From another man.
那你要给他起名叫做耶稣。
And the angel said to him, "You must name him Jesus."
所以耶稣这个名字啊，是还没有出生以前，神就替他取好的。
The name Jesus was given before he was born.
那他来世界要做什么
？Why did he come into the world?
他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里面救出来。
Jesus came to save his people from their sins.
那天使向他讲这件事情，就要应验以赛亚我们刚刚所读的以马内利。
And the Bible says, all this took place to fulfill what my prophet Isaiah said, Emmanuel.
主耶稣的出生啊，不是跟我们一般人的出生一样。
So the birth of Christ is not like any other.
主耶稣的出生是在几百年前就有预言的。
His birth was prophesied hundreds of years before.
而且用非常独特的方法出生。
And he was born in unusual circumstances.
那七百年后完全照着这样实现。
700 years after the prophecy, it all took place.
所以主耶稣的一生跟大家都不一样。
And so the life of Jesus is unlike any other.
从他的出生开始。
Beginning from his birth,
啊，一直到他死为止
，until his death，
一直到他复活升天
，and his resurrection and ascension to heaven，
跟我们都不一样。
It is unlike any other life。
那为什么不一样
？Why？
呀，因为他是神成为人来地上。
Jesus was God in the form of a man。
啊，他是神，他也是人。
He is God and man。
他有两种的身份。
And he had two identities。
那我们就想了，为什么神要成为人来地上呢？
So why would God ever want to be a human being?
好，在马太一章二十四节说，以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。
Matthew chapter 1 verse 24 reminds us that the word Emmanuel means God with us.
也就是借着主耶稣的出生，要使神跟我们同在。
Through the birth of Jesus Christ, God is with us.
这也表示说，主耶稣还没有出生以前，啊，神很难跟人同在。
Which implies that before Jesus was born, it was rare that God was with us.
如果神是慈爱的神
，But if God is a merciful God,
如果神是大有能力的神
，If God is indeed an almighty God,
为什么他不愿意跟人同在
？Why doesn't he want to be with us?
这是一个我们常常要想的一个问题。
The question that we might think about.
如果神造人，那为什么神又不要跟人同在
？If God has created human beings, what reason does he have not to be with us?
我们很难想象说一个父母生下孩子说我不要你，我不跟你在一起。
It is hard to imagine a parent giving a birth to a child and telling that child, "I do not want to be with you."
每一个父母都是尽量的爱孩子。
Parents want to love their kids.
一直到年纪大，你看你的孩子还是好像小孩子。
Even when they grow old, you still look at them as the baby.
因为那个关系是切不断的。
Because you can never sever that relationship.
那个爱是没有办法减低的。
You cannot decrease a parent's love.
那为什么神造人，神不愿意跟人同在
？So why would it be that God does not want to be with us?
如果我们看创世纪，就找到答案。
You can find the answer in Genesis.
神造人，一切都是好。
God made man to be good.
但是我们现在生活好像不太好。
But our lives doesn't seem so good.
发生很多的困难，很多的问题。
There seem to be many obstacles and problems.
对，圣经用一句话说是劳苦愁烦。
The Bible tells us about labor and toil.
啊，劳苦就是肉体很劳苦。
We labor physically.
所以你看，我们有很多的责任要尽。
We have many responsibilities.
那我们每一天回到家里面，有时候倒在床上就精疲力竭了。
After a day of work, we come home just want to lie down.
真的是劳苦。
who indeed labor every day.
有的做八小时。
Some work 8 hours a day.
有的做十几个小时。
Some 10 or even more.
为着尽他的责任赚更多一点钱。
Because we want to earn a living.
再来就是愁烦。
We also worry.
啊，愁烦就是指着人的心。
We worry in our hearts.
在劳苦之外，人的心呢得不到安息。
Aside from our labor, our heart cannot rest.
很多的忧虑在心里面。
We worry about many things.
很多的压力在心里面。
We have many pressures.
所以我们很劳苦，回到家里躺在床上也都烦来烦去，睡不着觉。
So after a day of labor, we come home and still have no peace.
因为我们在想明天怎么办。
Because we worry about tomorrow.
下个月怎么办。
We worry about next month.
明年怎么办。
We worry about next year.
我的孩子怎么办。
We worry about our kids.
我的父母怎么办。
About the parents.
我的工作怎么办。
About our job.
愁烦很多。
Have many worries.
那这样劳苦愁烦啊，一天过一天。
And so these labor and worries follow us every day.
有一天我们发现我们老。
One day we realize we become old.
满头白发。
When we have gray hair.
我们发现我们的身体越来越衰弱。
Our bodies became weak.
我们回到小孩子的情况。
We become like babies.
我们需要我们的下一代来照顾我们。
We need to be taken care of.
那个时候我们发现好像。死亡将要来到。
And we realize that death is near.
那我们人得到什么？
Then what have we gained by that?
我活着一辈子，我得到什么？
What have I gained in my whole life?
圣经里面说，转眼成空。
The Bible tells us that soon it becomes nothing.
啊，气一断，我们就变成空的。
After our last breath, at the end.
那神创造万物都是好的，怎么今天我们的生活会变成劳苦愁烦，转眼成空呢？
But how can labor and toil and worry be a fact of life if God created everything to be good?
创世纪给我们答案。
Genesis also gives us an answer.
就是因为人犯罪离开了神。
Man sinned and departed from God.
人犯罪，这个罪是神跟人的关系切断。
Because of sin severed our relationship with God.
所以我们今天一切的问题，我们今天一切的愁苦，就是从这里开始。
Our labor and our worries come from sin.
神非常的爱人。
God still loves us.
他希望来到世界上，再把人类带回来亲近他。
He came to the world to bring us back to him.
所以他来世界降世为人，就是耶稣。
He was born into the world as Jesus.
因此这里说神与我们同在，就是借着耶稣来世界。
God is with us through the birth of Jesus.
那耶稣怎么来世界使我们能够跟神同，神能够跟我们同在呢？
What did Jesus do to make God be with us?
在马太福音的第一章这样说。
Matthew chapter 1 says,
21节
verse 21,
因为他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里面救出来。
He will save his people from their sins.
这句话把主耶稣来世界上最重要一个目的讲出来。
These words tell us the primary reason of Jesus coming to earth.
我们很多人的一生都有一个理想。
We have many ideals and goals.
有人的理想是我要读到一个博士的学位。
Some want to earn a PhD.
有的人的理想是我要赚到一栋的楼房。
Some want to earn enough to buy a house.
有的人理想是要建设一个我的公司。
Some want to build up their own business.
有人的理想是我要建一个美满的家庭。
Some want a good family.
每一个人人生有不同的理想。
Each one of us have different goals.
但是当主耶稣出生在这个地上，
But Jesus was born.
神已经把他一生的目标决定了。
With one purpose in life.
他来地上只有一个目的。
There is only one purpose.
就是要把人从罪恶里面救出来。
That is to save us from our sins.
那这个就是以马内利的开始。
That is the beginning of Emmanuel.
也就是神跟人同在的开始。
The beginning of God's abidance with us.
要借着耶稣来解决罪的问题。
Through Jesus, our sins are taken away.
因为人被神赶出神的国伊甸园，是因为有罪。
The first man and woman was cast out of the Garden of Eden because of their sin.
今天罪解决了，我们人就可以回到神的身边。
When sin is no more, we can once again return to God.
这个好像什么？
What is that?
有的时候我们看到那个小孩子到外面去玩。
For example, suppose a kid is playing outside.
回到家里面，满头满脸都是烂泥巴。
And he comes home with dirt all over his body.
我记得我小孩子的时候住在乡下。
I remember when I was young, I lived in the countryside.
外面下大雨。
And when it rained outside,
很好玩，就跑出去玩。
It was so fun, so I went outside to play in the rain.
回到家里面，满头满脸全部都是烂泥巴。
And I came home covered in mud.
那这个妈妈就不给你进来了。
And And my mother told me not to come in.
就在外面。
She said, stay outside.
把衣服脱下来。
Take off your shirt.
然后去洗澡。
And go take a bath.
那洗完澡，穿了干净的衣服，你才可以进到客厅里面。
She wouldn't let me in the living room until I got a new shirt and after I took a bath.
如果有一天你去这个采矿的地方去拜访这个采矿的工人。
Or suppose you visit a mine.
你会发现呀，因为这个采矿的原因，他整头整脸都是黑色。
You'll find the miners covered in the dirt and soot.
你发现，当他要跟你握手的时候
，And if they are shaking, you want to shake your hand.
你也不敢伸出去，因为他整手都是黑的。
You might not offer your hand when you see that their hands are all black.
你如果到夏威夷去
，Or if you go to Hawaii.
他们在问安的方式跟我们不太一样。
They greet you differently.
我们这里问安是握手。
Here we greet each other.
有的人东方人问安是鞠躬
，or Asians bow to each other.
那有的到日本人鞠躬九十度
，and Japanese bow 90 degrees.
到夏威夷啊，他问安是亲嘴问安，把你拍一拍，抱一抱问安。
But Hawaiians greet you with a big hug and a kiss.
请问如果对方啊，整身都是脏兮兮的
，suppose they're filthy all over their body.
都是污泥。
Or with mud and dirt.
他要跟你问安亲，你要不要
？Would you want them to greet you with a hug?
我想大家都会有一点迟疑吧。
You might hesitate a little.
我们犯了罪。
So likewise,
在神的面前
，before God,
这个罪是脏的。
The sin is filth.
这个罪是臭的。
The sin has a stench.
是不洁净的。
It is unclean.
神是圣洁的。
But God is holy.
神是荣耀的。
It's glorious.
神没有罪。
God is without.
所以我们要解决罪的问题，我们才能够再一次跟神相亲。
So we must remove our sin from ourselves first before we can be with God.
那这个罪就是借着耶稣来世界解决的。
And Jesus came to take away that sin.
怎么解决我们的罪
？How?
他为我们的罪付出了赎价。
He paid the price of sin.
就是被钉在十字架上。
He was nailed on the cross.
你知道世界上有很多不同的宗教。
There are many religions in the world.
每一个宗教都有它的教主。
Each has a founder.
但是没有一个宗教的教主曾经为着人来死。
But no other religious leader died for the believers.
除了主耶稣以外。
Except for Jesus Christ.
他们都传一套的美妙的理论。
The teachers taught many good things.
但是只有主耶稣是为着人来死。
But only Jesus died for all mankind.
所以只有主耶稣能够做救主。
And so only Jesus is the Savior.
真的救我们脱离罪。
Only He can save us from our sins.
因为他为我们的罪死在十字架上。
Because He died for our sins on the cross.
所以今天我们相信他，你的罪就可以得到赦免。
Today, if we believe Him, our sins are also forgiven.
我们接受洗礼，你的罪就可以得到洁净。
And through baptism, our sins are washed away.
那神就要跟我们同在。
And God will be with us.
所以主耶稣出来传道理，第一句话讲什么？
What are the first word of Jesus in his ministry?
天国近了。
The heavenly kingdom is near.
施洗约翰，圣经里面记载有一个施洗约翰。
There's a John the Baptist.
他也出来传道理。
He also preached.
他是为主耶稣来铺路的。
He preached before Jesus to pave a way for him.
他讲的第一句话也是一样，天国近了。
His first words were also heaven is near.
天国就是神的国。
Heavenly kingdom is the kingdom of God.
天国近了就是表示本来神的国离开人很远。
And previously, the kingdom of God is far away.
那现在神的国近了。
But his kingdom is now near to us.
为什么神的国近？
Why is it near now?
因为主耶稣来世界上。
Because Jesus came into the world.
他要解决我们的罪。
He came to take away sin.
所以神的国已经离开我们很近了。
The kingdom of God is close to us.
接下去说，你们要悔改。
His next words were repent.
悔改就是对付我们的罪。
We repent of our sins.
来到神的面前
and come before God.
看清楚我们自己的罪
Recognize our sin.
承认我们的罪
Confess our sins.
相信他是罪人的救主
And believe that he's the savior of all sinners.
接受洗礼
And to be baptized.
我们罪就解决了
Then our sins will be taken away.
神的国就在我们心里面
Then the kingdom of God will be in our hearts.
神就与我们同在
God will be with us.
以马内利就开始了
That is the beginning of Emmanuel for us.
何等的美好
！How wonderful is it?
所以今天呢，我们在世界上，我们常常发现，有父母同在很好。
Most of us like to be with our parents.
我记得我小时候，我差不多14岁，我爸爸就离世。
My father passed away when I was 14.
他没有离世以前，他是一个传道，我们教会的传道。
He has been a church pastor.
一个月回家4天。
And because of his job, he came home4 times a month.
4天 ，4 days.
Four days a month.
26天都不在家。
For the other 26 days, he was away.
所以一直到他离世为止，我就很难想象他曾经跟我讲过什么话。
So up even until the point of his death, I could hardly remember any words he said to me.
所以我小时候很羡慕啊，那个别人啊，在家里面有父母。
So I envy my friends with their parents.
我们当中有人呢，你会发现呢，在有一天你父母离世的时候，你发现有父母存在，真好。
And for those of us whose parents have passed away, you may also realize how good it is to be with your parents.
有时候我们常常发现呢，夫妻常常吵架。
We see couples fighting.
但是我们也常常看到，有一天配偶的一方离世了。
Suppose one day a spouse passed away.
忽然间你发现很怀念。
The surviving spouse will miss their husband or wife.
有一个配偶同在，真好。
Because they realize that it's good to be with someone.
那子女也是这样。
And with our children.
有时候子女跟我们住在一起。
And your kids still live with you.
很多的父母不断的在唠叨。
Many parents are.Have to complain.
那有一天呢，这个子女去外面读书了。
But one day your kids leave you.
发现父母进入空巢期。
And you have an empty nest.
那你就发现啊，有子女在家里真好。
And you realize that it is good that your children was with you.
所以世界上有很多我们所爱的人跟爱我们的人。
There are many people who loves us and whom we love.
我们发现我们的生活充满着温暖，充满着喜乐，是因为那一些人跟我们同在。
And this is because of this love, we feel the warmth in our lives.
没有我们所爱的人，没有爱我们的人跟我们同在，那我们活着要做什么呢？
What would be the meaning of life if there's no one to love us or to love?
我们这么辛苦工作，我们回到哪里去呢？
Why would we ever work so hard?
因为没有爱我们的人，没有我们所爱的人。
If there's no one to love us, and no one to love.
但是从这里我们可以想想。
But we can think about this.
在宇宙当中有一个神。
There is God.
他爱我们的爱超过父母的爱。
He loves us more than our parents love us.
他爱我们的爱超过子女对我们的爱。
His love is greater than the love of our children.
他爱我们的爱超过配偶对我们的爱。
His love is greater than the love of our husband or wife.
为什么这样说呢？
How?
因为从来没有一个人为我们的牺牲超过主耶稣为我们的牺牲。
No one gave up more than Jesus Christ gave up.
没有一个人这样牺牲过。
No one.
也没有一个人能够给我们主耶稣所能够给我们的。
No one can give us more than Jesus Christ.
所以从这里我们就知道，世界上最爱我们的就是主耶稣。
The person who loves us the most.Is Jesus Christ.
因此这个神与我们同在，以马内利，神与我们同在，这个是我们人生幸福最重要一个关键。
And so the key to our happiness in life is Emmanuel, God with us.
如果你的父母很早就离开你，
If your parents is no longer with you,
因为主耶稣跟你的同在可以弥补过来。
Jesus can make that up.
如果你的配偶离开了你，
If your spouse has left you,
因为主耶稣与你同在，这个可以弥补。
Jesus can fill the void.
如果你最亲爱的人离开了你，
If your dear, the people you love the most are not with you,
因为主耶稣跟你同在，这个也可以弥补过来。
When Jesus with you, is with you, then that he will make it up.
所以以马内利是人生幸福生活的开始。
Emmanuel is the beginning of a good life.
因此诸位，如果你对你的人生不满意，
Dear friends, if you do not like your life as of now,
当你认识了耶稣，
If you come to know Jesus,
你的感受就会不一样。
It will change.
因为神要借着耶稣跟我们同在。
Because through Jesus Christ, God is with us.
这是何等的美好！
How wonderful is that?
所以今天我们来教会。
We come to church today.
我们所听的道理不是教导你怎么赚钱。
We come not to listen, learn about how to make money.
虽然钱很重要
，Money is important.
但是大家都知道。
But everyone knows that.
钱不是幸福的保证。
Everyone also knows that money cannot bring you happiness.
很多夫妻很辛苦的赚钱。
Many families work hard for money.
事业有成。
And they indeed earn money.
但是钱使婚姻破裂。
But they still divorce.
有很多父母很认真在赚钱。
Many parents work hard to make money.
但是等小孩子长大
But when their kids grow up,
因为很认真在做你没有管教
and since they have not taught their kids well because they were working so hard,
小孩子变坏了
their kids become bad.
所以钱不是绝对的保证
Money can guarantee nothing.
虽然钱很重要
It has some value.
知识也是一样
Likewise, knowledge is important.
知识很重要
It has some value.
如果我们现在在这个社会，你没有知识，你很难存活。
It is hard to make a living if you don't know anything.
知识一直在爆发，一直在进步。
There's more and more knowledge to absorb.
但是你想一个问题啊，读书越多的人，生活越幸福吗
？But is it true that the more you study, the happier you are?
大家都知道，这不是这样的。
That is not the case.
有时候你反而到乡下里面看那些没有受教育的人。他们是一个很淳朴生活真的是一个很实在很幸福的
On the other hand if you visit the countryside where people don't have much of education they might live a happier and simpler life
知识增加忧伤就增加
And with more knowledge comes more of sorrow
因为知识越多你懂得你看得越多问题但是你找不到答案
The more you know the more problems you see but you can't find any solution
这个也不是人生幸福绝对的保证
Knowledge can guarantee nothing
有的人很喜欢跟人相比
People like to compare and compete
哦，所以在公司里面不断一直加班
In their companies they work overtime
他所有的力量全部都投进去
They put all their efforts into their job
因为他希望能够超人一等
Because they want to be better
所以在公司里面这样一直在爬
And so they get promoted again and again
越爬越高
And they climb higher and higher
所以名片一拿来头衔很响亮
And so you're impressed by their titles
哦，这里面很多的头衔
Maybe more than one.
但是这个是幸福的保障吗
But does that guarantee a good life?
我们大家都知道这不是的
Not really.
因为当你地位爬得越高
The higher you climb,
你的目标越明显
You're
越明显你是越明显的目标别人要想办法把你挤下来
You're even more an obvious target for others.
所以他才能够爬到上面去
Because someone wants to take your place.
因此这个公司里面所谓的 politics 有很多的政治在里面
There, that's why we have office politics.
所以真正的喜乐不是从那里来的
Joy does not come from this.
你爬得越高你越没有安全感
The higher you climb, the less secure you feel.
因为你不晓得什么时候要掉下去
Because you don't know when you will fall.
所以这个也不是幸福的保障
A job can guarantee nothing.
因此我们常常一生很努力在追求的
And so these things that we pursue,
你到最后回头过来看，发现那个都不是人生幸福的保障。
Cannot guarantee our happiness.
但是人生幸福的保障是什么
？So what is the guarantee of happiness?
以马内利
，Emmanuel，
神跟我们同在。
God with us.
这个就是我们人生幸福的保障。
That is the beginning of our happiness.
为什么这样说呢
？How so?
好，我们现在来看罗马书。
Let's read Romans.
罗马书的十四章
Romans chapter 14
十七节
verse 17
罗马书十四章的十七节
Romans chapter 14 verse 17 For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit
这里说神的国不在乎吃喝也就是说不是用吃喝的方法来追求的
The kingdom of God cannot be sought after by eating and drinking
也不是追求神的国的重点也不是在追求吃喝
The point of the heavenly kingdom is not in eating or drinking
今天我们来教会里面追求神跟我们同在
We come to church today to seek God with us
我们来教会敬拜神
We come to worship him
所以这个重点不在乎吃喝
The point is not in eating or drinking
如果你只注重吃喝那就是应该是晚上你到餐馆去吧
If that is the point then you might as well go to a restaurant
那我们今天在教会里的面来亲近神
We come to church to be near God
那追求神跟我们同在
We pursue God's abidance
那到最后的目的是什么
And what is our goal
我们看十七节的下半句
That's said in the second half of verse 17.
说只在乎公义、和平，还有圣灵中的喜乐。
The kingdom of God is a matter of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
所以当这个以马内利实现，当神真的跟我们同在
But Emmanuel is fulfilled when God is with us.
那你会发现我们的人生啊，啊，最少有这个三个很重要的特点。
You will discover these three characteristics in your life.
啊，第一个就是公义。
First, righteousness.
啊，我有时候我们很难想这个公义是什么意思。
It might be a hard concept to grasp.
啊，如果你看英文，你就很容易了解了。
But if you look at the word closely.
这个英文这个公义啊，是从对这一个字衍生出来。
The word righteousness, has a root.Which is the word right.
所以这个公义也就是说一切都是对的。
What is right is something that is always true.
如果神跟我们同在
When God is with us,
你就会发现啊，你的生活越来越对了。
Your life will become right.
我们人的生活常常走迷了路。
We often get lost.
走错了路。
We take the wrong path.
所以很多问题从这里出来。
That's the source of many problems.
但是我们常常发现，你的对跟我的对也不太一样。
Sometimes what is right to me is what is different from what is right to you.
我们常常发现这个小孩子带到美国来。
Many of us have immigrated here with our kids.
有时候父母煮很好的菜。
Sometimes you try to cook a good meal.
但是小孩子不喜欢吃啊。
But by now your kids don't like your cooking.
小孩子喜欢吃披萨。
They like to eat pizza.
啊，吃这个西方的东西。
And other type of food here.
对他们来讲这是对的。
To them, that is the good and right food.
但是对一个比较传统的东方人来讲，就是要蒸的、炒的、炸的，这个才是对的。
But maybe to a traditional Asian parents, you must stir fry something to be good.
所以啊，有时候父母跟小孩子在争什么是对的。
So the parents and the children argue over what is right.
怎么吃才是对的。
Even over the right food.
那就发现没有结论。
They cannot agree.
所以这也告诉我们，人活在世界上没有绝对的对，也没有绝对的错。
If we live according to our standard, there is no absolute right or true.
到最后就是你喜欢就是对。
And so we ended up deciding that if you like it, then it is right to you.
你不喜欢就是错。
If you don't like it, then it's wrong.
或者另外一个定义就是大家觉得好就是对。
So we defined what is right with.By the majority.
所以你看美国的这个很多的问题到最后的判决在哪里
So how are many issues resolved in this country?
在最高法院
In the Supreme Court.
但是你每次看那个最高法院的判决
But when, if you study the Supreme Court decision,
常常是只差一票
Many of them are, decided by a majority of one vote.
所以那个票如果一转了对就变成错错就变成对
IfThat vote has voted differently, then what is right would be different.
所以你就发现人世间没有绝对的对，没有绝对的错。
There's no absolute truth or right. What is right?
常常一直在改变。
Because people change.
可能今天对，明天就错了。
What is right today may not be right tomorrow.
60年代是对的，可能90年代就错了。
What is right in the '60s is not right today.
为什么这样说
？Why?
60年代，你讲同性恋是罪，这是对的。
In the 60s, if you say homosexuality is wrong, it's wrong, people will agree.
今天你讲同性恋是罪，你就错了。
And today, if you say the same thing, people will say it is wrong.
那这不是是非颠倒吗
？It has flipped.
60年代堕胎是不对的。
In the 60s, people are against abortion.
到现在堕胎是对的。
Today has become.Right.
所以让我们知道人世间没有绝对的对跟绝对的错
There is no absolute standard among human beings.
但是当我们回到神的身边
But if we return to God,
我们发现公义是很重要的
We'll discover the important righteousness.
公义是什么
What is it?
就是在神面前是对的
Righteousness is right before the eyes of God.
这个叫做公义
That is righteousness.
因此这个公义是绝对的
It is absolute.
因为神是不会改变的神
Because God never changes.
神过去现在将来是一样的神
God is the same in the past and today and tomorrow
圣经是神的话
The Bible is the word of God
圣经的存在已经几千年了
The Bible has been with us for thousands of years
里面没有修改过
It has never been changed
神的话没有修改过
The word of God is not changed
这个表示是绝对的
It is absolute
所以今天呢我们要 过一个没有罪的生活。
Today, if we want to live a life away from sin,
不是照你的对错。
It is not, to live by our own standards,
不是照我的对错。
Or by my standards,
是照神的标准来看对错。
By God's standard to tell right from wrong.
所以你出生的时候是对，到你死的时候也是对。
And with God, then we will live a right life from birth until death.
如果你出生的时候是错，你死的时候也是错的。
Otherwise, we will be living in what is wrong.
这个叫做公义。
And it's righteous.
那因为神跟我们同在，
Because God is with us,
所以你就发现是非很清楚，
then you can tell what is right from wrong,
对错很明白，
you will know what is true and false.
所以我们可以维持一定的道德标准，
so we will maintain a God's moral standard.
这个道德标准不会因为时代改变、潮流改变、人伦思想改变而改变。
It is the standard that will not change according to what the world thinks.
这是何等的重要。
How important is that?
你想想看，如果我们家里面每一个人，如果我们家里面每一个人都做神认为对的事情
，Suppose everyone in your family can live according to what is right in God's eye.
这个家庭还有婚姻问题吗
？Would there be marital problems?
这个家庭还有两代的问题吗
？Would there be generation gap?
没有了。
No.
这个家庭就没有问题。
There will be no problem.
今天的家庭问题在哪里？
What's the source of our family?
丈夫过他认为对的生活，太太过他认为对的生活。
Husband lives a life he thinks is right, and the wife lives a life that she thinks is
right. 但是两个对不一样。
But their two rights do not make.
一个对是向左，一个对是向右。
Sometimes the husband wants to go left, but the wife wants to go right.
你看那婚姻怎么持续下去
？How can they maintain their marriage that way?
所以两个对就产生一个错，那个错就是婚姻结束。
In this case, the two rights actually make a wrong.
这怎么可能呢
？That's the end of their marriage.
在神的国里面，这怎么可能呢
？That would not be possible in the kingdom of God.
在神认为对的，永远是对。
When God says it is right, it is always right.
所以当一个人婚姻发生问题，因为你认识神，你回归到神的公义，你发现婚姻越来越好。
When we return to God in His righteousness, you will discover that your marriage will be better and better.
所以这个公义何等的重要，神跟我们同在是何等的重要。
That is why righteousness is so important, and why God with us.
你知道现在婚姻的破裂很多。
There are many. Their marriage divorces today.
怎么让你的婚姻有保证
？How can you guarantee the safety of your marriage?
因为婚姻一旦破裂，不但两个人受伤害，伤害最大的是小孩子。
Because once you divorce, does not affect only the husband and wife, but also the children.
要怎么让你的婚姻有保证
？How can you prevent that?
当然，你有很多不同的方法。
There are many ways.
你到最后发现，唯一的方法是真的。
But one, true solution.There's only one true solution.
以马内利
That is Emmanuel.
就是神与你们同在。
God with us.
你们的婚姻建筑在神的话语上。
When our marriage is built upon the word of God.
你们的家庭生活建筑在神的话语上。
When our family is built upon the word of God.
有神同在。
When God is with us.
就没有问题。
There would be no marital problem.
所以这个以马内利对我们现在的生活是何等的重要。
Emmanuel is crucial to our lives.
我们现在很多在栽培我们的子女。
We try to teach our kids well.
我们发现很多父母很孤单。
But many parents feel lonely.
为什么
？Why?
因为他离开了故乡来到这里。
Many are immigrants from somewhere else.
很辛苦的在打工。
They work very hard.
然后赚钱给他的小孩子去读大学。
They try to earn enough money for their kids to go to school.
到最后发现这个小孩子的想法不一样了。
And in the end, they discover their kids have become different.
就变成跟父母合不来。
They cannot get along with their parents.
他的父母就觉得我很辛苦供你赚钱，到现在你跟我合不来。
And the parents feel sad because they work so hard and their children.And did not get along.
那当初我为什么要这么辛苦来到这里
？And why would I ever come to this country in the first place?
所以代沟是很普遍存在的。
There we see generation gap everywhere.
那这个怎么去解决
？How do you solve that problem?
想法不一样就很难了。
You can't if you continue to have different ideas.
所以我们有时候在教会里面呢，看到一个非常美的一幅图画。
In the church, you may see a beautiful scene.
全家大小到教会里面敬拜神。
Seeing when the entire family comes to church to worship.
这是一个很美好的图画。
That's a wonderful sight.
在神里面
，In God,
公义存在。
There's righteousness.
对错存在。
There's right and wrong.
所以家庭就可以合一。
then the family can be united in God.
所以现在很多家庭的问题到最后解决的方式就是要神的同在，以马内利。
One simple solution to our family problems is Emmanuel.
有神同在，问题就会没有，就渐渐消失。
Problem would disappear if God is with us.
所以以马内利对我们每一个人真的是很重要。
Emmanuel is important to us.
好，我们再看下面一个。
Study the next point.
罗马书十四章。
Romans 14.
十七节。
Verse 17.
因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义。和平，下面一个就是和平。
The kingdom of God is also a matter of peace.
啊，就是平安。啊，神所要赐给我们的是平安。
God wants to give us peace.
啊，神的同在就是平安的开始。
God's abidance is the beginning of peace.
啊，这是非常重要的。
And that's important to us as well.
我们在美国，哦，差不多每一个人都很注重保险。
In America, many people buy insurance.
房子保险
，insure your house.
车子保险
，insure your car.
啊，还有人寿保险
，insure your life.
啊，健康保险
，and your health.
啊，但是这些保险呢，啊，并没有办法真的带给我们心灵的平安。
But insurance does not buy us peace.
因为保险并不是说保证你不会生病。
When you buy insurance, you're not expecting that nothing bad will happen.
保险也不是保证你意外不会发生。
Insurance cannot guarantee that accidents will not happen.
所以人虽然有保险，人还是没有安全感。
Even with insurance, we do not feel safe or at peace.
因为这个安全感是一个真正在你心里面觉得很有力量，可以当作依靠的。
Because security is a state of mind when we feel like we can rely on someone.
这个安全感是哪里来？
Where does that feeling come from?
这个是非常的重要。
We need to find out.
圣经里面讲啊，神跟我们同在就是平安的开始。
The Bible tells us when God is with us, we have peace.
因为神是大有能力的神
，Because God is Almighty，
无所不能的神
，He can do everything，
无所不在的神
，He is everywhere。
如果这一位神就在你的心里面
，God is with you in your heart，
请问你还怕什么
？What would you be afraid of？
你还忧虑什么
？What would you worry about？
你就没有害怕，没有忧虑了。
If God is with us， you would be afraid of nothing and worry for nothing。
这个就是平安。
That is peace.
所以主耶稣出生的时候
When Jesus was born,
天使怎么报佳音
How did the angel announce the good news?
在至高之处荣耀要归给神
the, Give glory to God in the highest
在地上平安要归给他所喜悦的人
And on earth, peace be unto those who belong to him
神要赐给我们平安
God gives us peace
要平安要归给他所喜悦的人
To those who please him
什么样是神所喜悦的人
？How can we please God？
就是接受他的救恩，解决你的罪，跟神和好，这个就是神所喜悦的。
We must first accept His salvation to remove our sins and be reconciled with Him。
因此，当以马内利神跟我们同在的时候，你发现非常的平安。
When God is with us, you will be at peace。
啊，说我们很多的慕道朋友，我们都问他，哎，最近你来教会已经三个月了，有什么感受？
Sometimes we ask our truth-seeking friends, you've been church for a few months, how do you feel?
我差不多常常问的这个慕道者这个问题。
I've asked some friends that.
如果这个慕道真的很认真、很诚心在追求
，If they have been learning and studying the truth sincerely,
差不多全部的慕道者都会有一个感觉，说我来教会以后，我觉得心里比较平安。
Most of them will tell us that they feel more at peace in church.
那你就问他，以前赚的多一点吗？
没有。
If you ask them, follow up and ask them, have you made more money? No, not necessarily.
但是为什么你会有平安呢
？Why do they feel more at peace?
就是有感觉到神的同在。
Because they feel that God is with them.
心里比较平静，比较安稳。
They feel their heart is quiet and calm.
那这种平安是你世界上找不到的。
It is a peace you cannot find elsewhere in the world.
是保险买不到的。
You cannot buy that peace with insurance.
但是今天借着耶稣跟我们同在。
But when Jesus is with us,
那个平安就在我们心里面。
That peace is in our heart.
所以这是何等的可贵。
How precious is that?
以马内利，神要跟我们同在。
Emmanuel, God is with us.
平安要归在我们的生活当中。
Peace will belong to us.
可能你不是最富有。
You may not be the most wealthy，
可能你不是最健康
，or the most healthy，
可能你不是最有成就
，or the most successful，
但是很有可能你是最平安的人
，but you will be the most peaceful。
所以有时候你在飞机场上看，飞机场看，
And you've been to the airport，
这样来来往往这么多人
，and study the people going to and fro。
有几个人你看他的脸真的有平安
How many are truly at peace?
真的不多。
Not many.
为什么？
Why?
因为真的有神同在的人不多。
Because they do not have God with them.
那不多的人就是诸位当中的一位。
And but those a few of us who have God with us is here.
因为你接受了耶稣，神跟你同在，你就有平安。
If you have accepted Jesus and His salvation, He is with you.
没有害怕，没有忧虑。
There is no fear or worry in Him.
所以这是很可贵的。
That is a precious blessing.
那最后是圣灵中的喜乐。
And the last characteristic is the joy in the Holy Spirit.
喜乐是从满足来的。
Joy comes from contentment.
从神来的满足。
It is a contentment from God.
那这是以马内利的特色。
That is the characteristic of Emmanuel.
我们人都是在追求满足的。
We want to be satisfied.
人如果没有满足，你想他还会有喜乐吗？
If you're not satisfied, how can you be joyful?
所以喜乐是从满足来的。
Joy comes from satisfaction.
但是一个更重要的问题就是，那满足从哪里来？
Then where does satisfaction come from?
这个是很难回答的一个问题。
There's no simple answer.
你看，一个人赚有很多钱。
When a person makes a lot of money,
他应该满足了。
He should be satisfied.
但是他还想赚更多的钱。
But he probably wants to make even more money.
我们一个人已经拥有很多了。
If you have many things.
你算算看，电视、电话、电冰箱。电脑用电来算的算很多。
Today you have a TV, a refrigerator or a computer.
你满足吗？
Are you satisfied?
你是不满足啊？你电脑发现我这个电脑已经两年了，过时了。
If you have a computer, you might think it's already 2 years old. It is outdated.
现在 Pentium number 4已经出来了，最新的。
The latest is the Pentium 4.
你不满足，你想要换呢？
If you're not satisfied, you want a new computer.
也是房子也是一样啊。
And even if you have a house,
你现在有房子，如果你有钱，你也想放更大的、更好的。
If you make more money, you will want a bigger house.
所以人类永远在做欲望的奴仆。
We are slaves to our own desires.
人得不到满
足。We cannot be satisfied.
那怎么办？
Then what should we do?
神住在我们里面，就是我们的满足。
God can live in us and become our satisfaction.
只有神能够完全满足我们的心。
Only God can completely satisfy.
除了神以外，没有一件事情，没有一个人能够完全满足你。
Aside from God, we cannot be satisfied.
所以世界上有很多人拥有很多，还是不满足。
Many people own a lot of things, but they're not satisfied.
这个就是人生悲剧的开始。
And that is the human tragedy.
因为当你觉得不满足，你的人生就会走歪路。
Because if you're not satisfied, you might decide to take the wrong path.
偷的、抢的，用不法的手段，然后日夜的加班，家庭都不要，婚姻也不要，这个就是悲剧的开始。
You might work so hard and forsake your family and your friends, or go steal and rob and make money illegally.
所以以马内利何等的重要。
How important is Emmanuel to us?
神跟我们同在。
God with us.
你每天很喜乐，很满足。
You will be filled with joy every day.
这样来过神要我们过的生活。
To live a life according to His standard.
来做神要我们做的事情。
And do what God wants us to do.
所以我们结论。
In conclusion.
我们一生当中最重要需要追求的是什么？
What do we need in our life the most?
要追求以马内利。
Emmanuel.
神跟我们同在。
God with us.
那神要借着耶稣基督跟我们同在。
God is with us through Jesus Christ.
所以今天我们来这里聚会。
We have come here today.
目的就是要请我们大家把心门打开来。
And we ask you to open your heart.
来接受耶稣做你的救主。
And accept Jesus as your Savior.
你就可以体验到神跟我们同在。
And you too will experience God with you.
以马内利。
Emmanuel.